Tory migrant lies expose the Home Office's anti-working class immigration policies are based on anecdote, assumption, and prejudice, says Parliament's Public Accounts Committee. The Tories spend £400 million a year on immigration enforcement, but officials have no idea what it achieves. The committee's chair declared that the government accepts the wreckage, that its ignorance and the culture it has fostered caused in the Windrush scandal, but the evidence we saw shows too little intent to change, and inspires no confidence that the next such scandal isn't right around the corner. The Home Office apparently had no answer to the obvious problem that potentially exaggerated figures calculated by others could inflame hostility towards immigrants. It seems the bullying go-home vans and thuggish raids on low-paid workers were just expensive propaganda to divert attention from the bosses. The Socialist Party says that workers from all backgrounds should be organized together in trade union and political campaigning. If the bosses can't play us off against each other, we can win more resources for all,